Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to LombardiAv.com, the Packers Sports Panel Show, pre-draft edition, here on Blog Talk Radio, where for the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about everything Packers, particularly as it pertains to the upcoming draft tomorrow, finally. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Davey Miller, and we'd like to welcome you to the show. Joining me on tonight's pre-draft panel is LombardiAv.com's very own Dan Dahlke. Now, we also have some listeners in the chat room and some others on the Internet. You are certainly welcome to call in. Our phone number is area code 347-838-8597. Our call-in number again is 347-838-8597, and you're certainly glad to call in or make a comment in the chat room. And Dan, we're wrapping up our show tonight. Of course, our producer, Ray Rivard, and myself will be doing a show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But in ending our series of pre-draft shows, we're talking now about the defensive line and safety position. And what's your assessment? Let's talk about the defensive line first of all. What is the state of affairs of the current roster of the Green Bay Packers along that defensive line, Dan?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of young talent on that line that you got to like. I mean, they have Dayton Jones, last year's first-round pick. He's kind of absent last season. They didn't play him a lot, but you got to think he makes that big step this year. Seems like he's still adjusting to life in the NFL, and it seems to take defensive linemen a little bit to adjust to the NFL. I mean, B.J. Raji was a complete non-factor his rookie season, and then that second season he took a big jump. So you really hope that last year's first-round pick, Jones, makes that big jump. He becomes that 3-4, 5-technique defensive end that they're looking for. He definitely brought a little bit of pass rush, so we saw that. He just plays too high and gets pushed out of plays against the run, so he needs to work on his pad level. But I like the potential there. And then you got other guys, you know, like Jarrell Worthy, who was a second-round pick in 2012. He showed some flashes as rookie season as maybe a nickel rusher. Then last year he was pretty much out all year with the knee injury. So you hope you have him back and that he'll bring some juice to the position. Then you have Mike Daniels, who really has emerged as a young star on the defensive line. He's a great nickel rusher. He had, you know, 6 or 7 sacks last season, got a lot of interior pressure. He was really the Packers' second-best pass rusher last year after Clay Matthews. So you got to like what he brings to the table. He is a bit small, so you don't know how well he can play in that base defense as like an end or nose tackle. But, you know, he brings a lot of value as that nickel rusher. We got B.J. Raji back for another year, which is good. Give him one more chance to prove himself. He was pretty disappointing last year, especially considering he's in a contract year. So, yeah, he needs to – they're going to move him back to that nose, it looks like. And so I'm hoping that will be his best position and that he'll really dominate, you know, on the inside there and take up some blockers for linebackers. Am I forgetting anybody, Davey? I mean, I feel like we have some young talent, but I feel like there's still ways to go. I mean, we got Josh Boyd.
Did you mention Josh Boyd? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, there certainly is some talent there. Then when you factor in the three, you know, Julius Peppers, Mike Neal, and Nick Perry, all first-round draft picks. Well, Neal was a second-round pick. All three of them are going to be used as linebackers and defensive linemen, depending on what, you know, game situation is. But so when you add those three in there, that's really a lot of talent and a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
You're forgetting Guyon. I think it's LaTroy Guyon. But I think he's the first one expendable. I don't think that just because we just listed a lot of names, of course, you still got Ryan Pickett out there if you need one. But I don't think that we can rule out the possibility that the Packers take a defensive lineman in the first round. How do you feel about that? I mean, there's some guys out there that, you know, it goes back. I watch the NFL AM sometimes, and I think one of the best analysts out there right now is Eric Davis. Do you ever watch him?
I've seen a little bit.
He is very knowledgeable. He played cornerback for a few years anyway. He won a Super Bowl with the 49ers, but he's from Alabama, and he's just very knowledgeable. He goes up there against the guy's been there for 20 years on ESPN, in my opinion. Anyway, he said something interesting about this draft and about the depth of it. He says the hardest people to get is big guys that can play, that can run, that can do this. In other words, he was saying, I'm paraphrasing, if you got a chance to get a big body that's talented and, you know, he's worthy of a first-round pick, you got to take him. He said he doesn't care if there's a, you know, a wide receiver out there that you might need or an offensive, well, he didn't say offensive lineman. He said, or a running back. He said, you got to get the big bodies when you can and then fill in, you know, when you can. So number one priority in his mind, regardless, is if you can get a talented big man, you get him. And I am almost inclined to believe that. But what do you think, Dan? Do you think that the Green Bay Packers may, in fact, draft the D lineman with that number 21 pick?
I mean, I think it's definitely possible. And I thought they would for sure when it looked like Raji wasn't going to come back. But, again, even though he's coming back, he's only back for one more year. So maybe they draft a guy that's not going to be an immediate starter, but is going to eventually replace Raji. You know, a guy like Luis Nix out of Notre Dame is the top nose tackle in this draft. He has a mid, you know, first round grade. Some people don't like him because last season he was a little disappointing. But I mean, if you look at 2012, he was dominant and he just does a lot as far as filling up that, you know, holes in the middle and two gapping and taking on double teams so other guys can shine. So maybe they draft a guy like Luis Nix who can play that nose and be that run stuffer. I mean, that's really what they're missing is, besides Raji, who on the roster on that defensive line is really fit for that 3-4 base. I mean, they have a lot of guys who could...
Josh Boyd, but he weighs in at 310, and then Guyon, and he's the first one expendable, minimum contract, minimum bonus. So if we would get a defensive lineman at 21, he's probably the one we're going to cut. But you're right, and I had mentioned this on one of our shows previously, Dan, if you recall, and that is, guess what? The Green Bay Packers just got smaller along that defensive line because of, well, Raji at the time was gone, and Johnny Jolly and Ryan Pickett and C.J. Wilson. Nobody else, everybody else had seen weighed around 300 pounds or less, including those three linebacker defensive linemen we mentioned. But go ahead. I just wanted to bring up that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely – maybe they think they're going to get Nix in the first round or, you know, a big guy like Rashid Hageman in the second round. And maybe if they miss out on those guys, they bring back Pickett or Jolly for one more year and then try again next year to find that big body defensive lineman. It's really hard to tell.
I wouldn't count on Jolly as much. It seems like he was injured, and I don't know. You know, he got gassed after half a season last year. Certainly made a difference those first seven games, where he and Mike Daniels brought an attitude and a punch that defense definitely needed, and he was the leader of that band. So definitely like Johnny Jolly that way, but I'm not expecting him to come back. Ryan Pickett, you know, I thought when receivers went down, we may have called Donald Driver, and we didn't. So I don't know if in the mid-season if we're going to call a Ryan Pickett if we need a defensive lineman, you know, come playoff time or not. My sleeper pick for the Packers in the first round, if he's there, you know, if Nix is there and Hageman's there, I'll tell you what, they both got a first or second round grade. Next guy I'm going to mention has the same, but I like Timmy Jernigan. You know,
yeah.
he's around 300 pounds. He's not, you know, Nix and Hagman's got 30 pounds on him at least, but he's powerful. I remember a couple of years ago, an outside linebacker, I think it was for Alabama, he's rookie when Baltimore won the Super Bowl. What was that kid's name? Outside linebacker, tough. He's their starter. Anyway, yeah, I can't think of his name either, but we took Nick Perry instead of him. He's really violent and physical.
Courtney Upshaw?
Yes, thank you. Courtney Upshaw. Very physical football player. Violent, he likes to be described as. And that's what Timmy Jernigan is. He's the same way. He's got a powerful punch. And he gets up in there and he mixes it. And he's just tough as nails. And he can move for a 300-pounder. It's amazing how fast he can move laterally on that football field. So if they took a Timmy Jernigan, who was the fourth-rated defensive lineman behind, of course, Aaron Donald, who we don't even get a sniff of him, and Hageman and Lewis Nix, next would be Jernigan. But I'm not so sure that I wouldn't take Jernigan maybe ahead of one of those other guys. So would not be disappointed, I should say, if the Packers would take any of those three. But I got my sleeper pick as Timmy Jernigan if they would go defensive line at 21. Dan Dahlke, before we move on to safety, we're going to be talking about safety the second half of the show. Why don't you give us a farewell to the defensive subject with a couple of minutes of what's on your mind regarding the draft and the Packers' defensive line. Then we'll switch to safety.
I mean, I think you make a good point, Jernigan. I actually like him better than Hageman. I just think Jernigan gives more effort. He's you know what you're getting with him. Hageman's a bit of a question mark. You don't really – he's a physical freak, but doesn't always show up on game time. One sleeper guy, if we're talking about sleepers on the defensive line, is Brent Urban. He's a defensive end from Virginia. I like him a lot. He's kind of flying under the radar because he's got an injury and it's kept him out of the pre-draft process. He didn't perform at the combine. But he's 6 foot
seven.
What
round would you be picking him at?
I would say third or fourth round. Probably fourth would be a big steal. He's 6'7", 295 pounds, just fit for the 3-4 defensive end position. He doesn't have a lot of big, you know, sack numbers or anything like that, but he's great against the run, one of the best defensive linemen against the run. He really holds the point of attack. He can take on double teams. He's kind of that selfless player that you need in a 3-4 that's going to make your linebackers look like stars because this guy's taking on all the blocks. So maybe that's the guy they look at in the third or fourth round, maybe at the very end of the third round. So I like him a lot.
I'll tell you what, there just seems to be, and I'm not the expert, but it's been all of us learning about the draft over these last few months from the experts. There is a lot of depth in this draft. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should be able, as you point out, a Brent Erdman or even a Will Clark or somebody like that, those Alabama kids, just a lot of depth at several positions, weak at others. I don't think the tight end position's as deep as they say. But, you know, defensive line, they could or could not pick somebody there. Did you want to talk about defensive ends, or do you just want to go ahead and roll on into the safeties? You ready to talk safeties, Dan?
Yeah, we can go to safeties. Maybe if we have more time, we can go to that outside linebacker position, but I don't think that's as important. Yeah, let's go to safety.
Okay, well, in assessing the safety current roster of the Green Bay Packers. I don't have the roster in front of me, but you know, there's some people on that defense that and offense. I've already got in my mind who they cut first before they cut anybody else. And mine quickly, I don't have the list with me, but mine quickly is Chris Banjo, Sean Richardson, that Dix, that other cornerback, Sam Barrington, Nate Palmer, and LaTroy Guyon. That's like a half a dozen bodies that if you're going to add six bodies to the defense, those are the six that's probably going to get cut. I got the same list for the offense. But we're just talking defense right now. The safety position, Morgan Burnett, and that's it. I mean, you hope Bashawn Richardson comes back and become the kamikaze that we all liked and Chuck Cecil. We all love Chris Banjo and his hustle, but he did come to us as an undrafted free agent. Not that they can. I mean, our starting secondary, Shields and Williams, is undrafted free agents. But, you know, if anybody's going to make it as a UFA in the league, they're probably going to want to give the Packers an opportunity to try to make it in the NFL. But safety position, it needs work. You know, let's just play devil's advocate and say, okay, we're dreaming about Sean Richardson and Chris Banjo. You know, they were undrafted free agents for a reason. Yeah, they can work over the offseason, and in the future they can be ascending players. But right now, as we stand here today, all we have is Morgan Burnett, and last year he was only average. So, and everybody's been talking, number one, number one, number one, for 2 years, actually, that we need a safety. Didn't get one last year, so you know Packers Nation right now is crying for one. Yeah. And as we get closer and closer to the draft, Dan Dahlke from LombardiF.com, both Calvin Pryor and Clinton Dix has now saying our second-round picks. You don't want to reach and take a first-round chance on them. If you do, it's only because of need and not best player available. But that's very interesting. And that happens during every draft. Players go up and down in value. But give me your assessment of the prospective safeties out there. And, you know, if you want to add to what I said about the Packers' safety current roster, have at it. You got a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the safeties are really thin. It's probably the thinnest position on the roster right now. Like you said, Burnett was average at best last season. I don't know. I mean, I only see Burnett as a solid starter. I don't see him as a future star or anything like that. So I think when you look at this safety group in the draft, I'd look for an impact player. I don't want just another solid starter. I want a guy that's going to make plays at the position.
Exactly.
We already have Burnett, who's going to be that consistent presence, the guy that's going to kind of make the audibles and play adjustments and kind of be the eyes on the field. I think you need that guy who's going to take some risks. I don't know if the Packers see it that way, but that's how I see it. Some people are talking about Micah Hyde moving to safety. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
It seems like he could do it, but it's still thin, even if you move Hyde there. So you have Hyde and Burnett, and then you have Richardson and Banjo behind them who are still pretty unproven. So what if Hyde or Burnett gets injured? Do you still feel comfortable? You know, so even if they move Hyde, I'd still draft a safety. So looking at the safety group, I was thinking about this a lot, and really who they draft at safety and what they do at the safety position all depends on how they see who Burnett is going forward. So Burnett, he's played strong safety, he's played free safety. If they see him as a, you know, better suited as a strong safety, a guy that's going to play up near the line of scrimmage, then they probably go with the Clinton Dix if he's available in the first round, or with a guy like Terrence Brooks out of Florida State, or Jimmy Ward out of Northern Illinois in the second or third round, guys that are better free safeties. They're more reliable in coverage. They have the speed and sort of the savviness to dissect plays, but they're not overly physical. They're not guys that are going to be up in the box. On the other hand, if they see Burnett as more of that free safety type, that general in the secondary, the guy that's going to stay back and make sure nobody gets behind him, that's kind of how I see Burnett. I don't see him as that real physical presence. And I think the Packers need to go with a Calvin Pryor, a more physical guy that's a downhill player at the safety position. So first round, I'd say Calvin Pryor. If they don't get him there, not, you know, working out, maybe second round they go with a Deion Buchanan from WSU, or like a guy like Ahmad Dixon from Baylor in the third or fourth round. So, I mean, you could go a lot of different ways with the safety position, but it really depends on how you see Burnett's role going forward. You know, what is he better suited as? And so I guess, David, I'd like to hear what you think Burnett's role is, and then maybe we'll keep talking about some of these prospects.
Yeah, Morgan Burnett, you know, Packer, he donned that Packer uniform. That means we love him, right? so, yeah, we're all pulling for him. I think he had an average. He underachieved. He can do better. Now, maybe it takes somebody beside him to be that dynamic playmaker, and that may allow Burnett and raise his level of play. But Morgan Burnett can and needs to play better. I don't look to replace him. I think he's our starter. Next year, we just need to get somebody beside him. I would like to first of all say about our overall defense, you know, the Packers always, we can plug in players. Just think we didn't have David Bakhtiari last year or some of these other guys. I'm not really in football shape, so I can't name all the young kids that helped us out last year. Should say young men. I'm used to doing my high school football and basketball. But, you know, you figure there was six players, I believe, on that Packer defense last year that were first and second round picks that if they just got healthy for next year, what a difference that would make to that defense. Whether we drafted a defensive player at 21 or not, Clay Matthews missed half the year. Nick Perry's always nicked up. Neal's always nicked up. If we can get those three healthy and 100%, Dayton Jones was never 100%. We all missed Casey Haywood. That's some very talented. Jarrell Worthy. Good Lord. That's more than half the defense of first and second round picks that didn't really contribute last year due to injury. So if we just got those guys back, put Micah Hyde at safety, that defense, I think, anyway, would be better than what it was last year, but I think it would be quite a bit better. Now, do you still add to the defense, thinking in those terms? Of course you do. You can't rule it out. There's a couple of players on the offensive side of the ball. I think the Packers are going to take a hard look and good chance that they could be there. That would be Brandon Cooks, a wide receiver. You know, don't be surprised if the Packers take a wide receiver in the draft. I think he would be worthy of a 21st pick. I don't think your Benjamin, your Odell Beckham, I don't think those guys are, but I think Brandon Cooks is. And, of course, Eric Ebron, but it just seems more and more like he's not going to be there. And, Dan, at the end of the show, I'm going to ask you who you think the Packers are going to pick at 21, whether it's offense, defense, whatever. You tell me who you think they're going to pick, and I'm going to tell you who I think they're going to pick. But as far as the safety position goes, yes, we can certainly take a safety at 21. But let's don't reach for need. If the best player available is there, let's do it, because there's a lot of needs on the Green Bay Packers these days. They need depth just about everywhere. So tie it up with the safeties, Big D, and then we're going to give our final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few safeties in this group that I like. It's just there's not very many that are complete. It's certainly not as good of a safety class as it was last year. And the Packers didn't even take a safety last year, which was pretty surprising. Another thing is, you know, if maybe they take a safety with a lot of potential and they let him come in and compete with Micah Hyde for that spot, and maybe Micah Hyde even wins out, and, you know, then we have our answer
doesn't matter.
Yeah, you still have depth and you still want competition and you still want them to, you know, fight for that spot. I mean, I'm really partial to Calvin Pryor. Maybe he's a reach, though, at 21.
You like those big splash hits.
Yeah, maybe the best value for safety is in the second or third round.
The technician, the solid, assignment sure, more. He can lay the wood on you as well, but he just doesn't do it. every chance he – well, maybe every chance he gets, but he doesn't do it as often, where that just seems to be the natural style of play of Calvin Pryor, who's not as assignment sure, but is more the big hitter. Both of them can make plays. So I think out of the two of them, my own personal opinion is I would take Clinton Dix, the more assignment-assured, over Calvin Pryor. I don't know if I interrupted you or not, but go ahead and finish your thought, and then we're going to talk final picks.
I mean, my sleeper pick at safety would be, you know, Terrence Brooks out of Florida State. I think they can get him in the third round. He's 5'11", 198, runs a really fast 40, and a 4.42, has a good, you know, vertical jump. He's pretty physical. I mean, he's a willing tackler, but he's not, you know, too over the top. He's not too aggressive. He didn't make a whole lot of plays as far as interceptions and stuff, but he's pretty savvy in coverage. He's kind of that reliable guy you're talking about, but he has some explosiveness to his game. He's just not real big, so he'll fall a little bit. But maybe in the third round, they get Terrence Brooks, and I think he could start in the league. And so maybe it is that second or third round where they find their safety. I mean, I really want Pryor in the first round, but I'm kind of having a hard time convincing myself that's how it's going to go because it still seems like a little bit of a reach. So unless they trade down in the first round and get Pryor, that would make more sense. But maybe, yeah, I guess my expectation is day two they're going to look at safety because that seems to be where the depth is and the best value for the position.
At 21, you think that's the priority? They should look safety?
Oh, no. I was saying at 21 in the first round, safety seems like a little bit of a reach because Pryor and Dick seemed like late first round. I was saying on the second day of the draft, so rounds 2 and 3 seems like the best value to get a safety where these guys grade out.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really biased Badgers. I like Chris Borland, but I'm thinking as far as safety goes, when Desmond Southward re-ran his combine, he ran a 4.5, but at Camp Randall, he ran a 4.39, I think it was. It was in the 4.3s. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 4.39. I'm thinking, hey, I like this kid, and if we could get him maybe in the fifth round, I think that would be good value at that safety position. Okay, Dan, we've got about 2 minutes left, the clock is telling me. Why don't you take a half that time and tell us, offense, defense, wide receiver, lineman, doesn't matter. Who are the Packers, in your opinion, going to pick, not should pick, but you're predicting here. Who do you think the Packers are going to pick at 21?
All right. That's tough. I think I change my mind every day. I'm going to go with, you know, I think because of an early run on quarterbacks, I think C.J. Mosley, linebacker out of Alabama, is going to slide down. And because of some injury red flags like Eddie Lacy, he's going to move down. I think the Packers are going to stay at 21, pick Mosley, and get that playmaker at linebacker. Because after Mosley, and, you know, Shazier has some potential. After those two guys, the inside linebacker position looks pretty rough in this draft. So I think they take Mosley and address tight end safety later in the draft.
Well, that's interesting. I too love DJ Mosley, but you're asking me the same thing. Who do I think the Packers are going to pick at 21? My answer is Ryan Shazier. Also an inside linebacker. He doesn't have the injury history of a C.J. Mosley, and I think anyone with an injury history from the Packers' perspective, they're probably going to be gun-shy because of all the injuries they have been having the year of their Super Bowl and ever since, it seems, but maybe 2011. So I think they would probably shy away from C.J. Mosley. I kind of wanted him as well, but I think having 4.3 speed, we got 10 seconds. Ryan Shazier is going to be their pick at 21 because of his 4.3 speed at inside linebacker. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. You are listening to LombardiAv.com. Are you there, Dan?
Yep.
Okay. Well, have a good evening. They're going to cut us off. That was a good show. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good job. We did it together, all right?
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see you later.
All right, we'll see you.